I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. After Friday's dazzling opening ceremonies, the Olympic competition's in full swing. 40 countries so far have won medals. David Wallachinsky has had front row seats for many of the games as a commentator and historian of the Olympics. In Beijing, he's paying close attention to a race for medals between just two countries.
I think what's interesting is this so-called competition between the Chinese and the Americans, which some people are building up. The Chinese seem to be making a big deal out of winning more gold medals than the United States. But it's an odd sort of competition because the two countries specialize in completely different sports. So the United States is getting almost all of its medals in swimming and athletics, track and field, whereas China is picking up their medals in weightlifting, shooting, synchronized diving, badminton, table tennis, that sort of thing. And it's like a parallel competition in which the two countries don't come head-to-head. Maybe they will in women's gymnastics.
So if you think this gold medal race between China and the U.S. is kind of contrived, what then did you make of the U.S. basketball win over China? Kind of a yawner?
I'm sorry to say it, but I thought it was a yawner. I thought the U.S. and China in basketball, it's just like a no contest. This was a warm-up match for the United States.
I take it you're closely following the personal gold medal race of U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps.
Oh, yes. Michael Phelps, there's been a huge amount of attention and hype in the media, but from my point of view as an Olympic historian, it's actually legitimate because he is on course to set some really venerable Olympic records. For example, the most career gold medals. This was a record set in 1928 by Paavo Nurmi, the legendary Finnish distance runner, and Michael Phelps is about two gold medals away from breaking that 80-year-old record. If he continues to win the individual events, he will also break the record for most gold medals in individual events. That record is 100 years old.
Well, Michael Phelps did get gold medal number two as part of a member of the team in the relay race. Remind us what happened on that race today.
Well, this was an incredible race. I mean, the United States was swimming against the favorites, France. After three of the four legs, the fourth American jumped into the pool, Jason Lezak, who's 32 years old, by the way, pretty old for a swimmer, and mm-hmm. he was trailing the world record holder, Alain Bernard. And somehow, Lezak actually caught Bernard and passed him just at the finish. Both countries broke the world record by almost 4 seconds, which is unbelievable. I mean, these two teams did it in one day.
Yeah, that's amazing. A real photo finish. There are a few more firsts, David. One last question. Tell us about India winning its first individual gold medal.
My friends in India are telling me they're just ecstatic there. India has been competing in the Olympics almost since the beginning. They've been obsessed with hockey, field hockey. That's their, other than cricket, their national sport. And then there was tremendous depression in India because for the first time ever, India failed to qualify for the Olympic tournament in hockey. And now suddenly, for the first time in history, an Indian, a shooter, winning a gold medal in an individual event. So this seemed to redeem the entire country after their disappointment with field hockey.
Yeah, that shooter, 25-year-old Abhinav Bindra, that must be quite a sensational thing for India to have right now.
This man will never have to pay for a meal again.
Well, Olympic historian David Wallachinsky, you certainly get a gold for staying up so late for us in Beijing. Thanks very much indeed for your time.
Okay, thank you.